This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today as we near the first day of spring. We have a great show for you this week. My first guest, Stone Cold Steve Austin, talking about his television show that's going into its second season. Philippe and Ashlyn Cousteau will be joining us, talking about their show and latest expedition. Later on, one great talent, our friend Kenny G, will be joining us. And then we're going to be talking to Dr. Carlos Nunez, and we're going to be speaking about sleep apnea, which affects 50 million Americans. Next hour from ABC News, Dan Abrams will be here. He's got a brand new book about Theodore Roosevelt, stock car great NASCAR winner Kurt Busch, former Secretary of State under Ronald Reagan, George Shultz, 99 years old, and from HGTV, Chip Wade. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. Is your business taking advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise? Your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it? SignZoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide, and their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, SignZoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. A new show premieres Monday nights on the USA Network. It's called Straight Up Steve Austin. Joining us right now is the man, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on to help spread the word about the show.
This is a very unique show, even though it is a show that when somebody says you got a new interview show, people have a certain stigma. But you've put a different twist to this. There's no studio, there's no couch, there's no cue cards, and you go from different cities across the country. Tell us about the format, because, Steve, I think this is a winner.
Man, I tell you what, it was a work in progress, and I learned something in each and every episode. In my pro wrestling career, you know, you kind of start, and then by the time you get done, you've learned a trade, and all of a sudden you go into this new format. You know, I've been podcasting for about 6 years.
Wow.
And having one-on-one conversations with people, you know, in my house or in my studio or on the road, and this is a whole different animal. It's just me talking with different guests and doing outdoor activities, and it's good for me because I love being outside. I do not like being indoors, and on one hand, you know, doing an activity kind of invokes conversation. By the same token, you know, you're multitasking. You know, you're trying to pay attention to what you're doing, also create this conversation, and, you know, ask your guest questions. So it turns into one big BS session, and they're telling stories, I'm telling stories, and we're trying just to create this chemistry for form a bond or a trust and have a good time. And I think it comes through the screen. I learned a lot each and every episode, but I had a blast filming each and every episode as well.
I think it would be a great disservice to your talents just to put you behind a desk. That would not work. What you're doing is right up your alley, and you're right. You know, you got to make it a fun conversation and a conversation. A lot of times, these interview shows turn into be a one-sided thing. You know, you ask a question, you wait for the answer, you ask another question. The reality of it is that you share stories, and you have some great people that are going to be on. Trace Atkins, Dale Earnhardt Jr., WWE superstar Becky Lynch, NFL quarterback Baker Mayfield, and Rob Riggle, who was a retired United States Marine Corps Reserve officer. But I learned something, Steve, being partners with the late Ed McMahon, that you never refer to a Marine as retired. Boy, I had that pounded in my head several times.
No, never retired. And, you know, the interesting thing about each one of these shows, you know, all the activities are different. And either we're borrowing from a part of their life, like with Rob being former U.S. Marine, you know, I get a chance to go crush cars in a tank because I get a chance to, you know, do something from his background. So each episode has a different flavor and a personality of its own because of the guests and because of the activities.
Well, as a result of me being a race car fan, do you go in a race car with Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
Well, you got to watch that episode because there's a little bit of that in there. And I actually wanted to get on a NASCAR track. We couldn't make that happen, but I got a chance to spend an entire day with one of NASCAR's favorite sons. And what an interesting, articulate, eloquent guy that guy is. Mm-hmm. And I would have never figured him to be so talkative and so open and candid. He's just a wonderful human being.
Now, what about a little bit of singing? Did you do any singing with Trace, or we got to wait for that one, too?
Man, I tell you what, if we could have if me and Trace could tell the stories that we told on our lunch break, some of those outlaw stories, that would have been a whole show in and of itself.
Oh, that's funny.
Everybody knows that I can't sing, so no, we did not sing one single song together.
You sound like you're having a great deal of fun with this, and of course, it's less hurting after you film a show like this than after a match. I didn't realize, Steve, that you had played football at North Texas State University and then went into wrestling. You didn't want to stay in the football field?
You know what? It turns out, Ron, I was good enough coming out of high school to get a junior college scholarship. That hurt my feelings. I thought I was going to go Division I.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got a scholarship to North Texas State University. There was Division II. Now they're Division I. And I was good enough to start, and I blew an ACL out. That was the first of my knee problems. And then my senior year, I came back and started all 11 games at weak side defensive end. What I got was 5 years of an education. I dropped out with 17 hours left to graduate.
Wow.
But I was nowhere near pro football material, and I think that's a blessing in disguise because it led me to do the most wonderful thing I've ever done, and that was being a squared circle traveling all over the world in the business of professional wrestling.
Well, I bet you some of the guys that you played on the team with at Texas State are envious of the popularity and success that you have chosen by going into wrestling. I want to apologize, Steve, for not running down all of the things that you have done in the wrestling industry, because it is pages after pages after pages, and so we'll have to do that at another time. But I'm very intrigued and excited about Straight Up Steve Austin. Now, I know you have like 7 episodes in the can right now. Can we look forward to more down the road?
I sure hope we can, man. You know, Vince McMahon always taught me that, you know, the audience is your biggest critic. So if people watch the show in enough numbers, we'll get season 2. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
The numbers speak for themselves. I hope to. In anything you do, you want to be successful. In anything you do, you've got to put in the work. So I put in the work of season 1. I've got it figured out now. So I want to apply my experience to season 2 just so I can improve my performance. You know, every time you get on radio, Ron, as long as you've been doing it, is another day. But your last 7 broadcasts were better than your first 7, right?
Yeah.
So same thing with this, man. I just want to keep going, keep getting better, and keep having fun. I got a chance to get in the entertainment business in 1989. And in 1990, I was the Rookie of the Year. I'm still still in the entertainment business in a different format, doing straight up Steve Austin. And I never would have, in a million years, have envisioned myself hosting a talk show outdoors, doing outdoor activities. But here I am, and I'm having a blast, and I want to keep going.
Well, you know, one of the unique things I think about the show is the fact that you are talking to other athletes, whether they be stock car drivers, Trace Adkins, of course, you know, a singer. You are talking to people that are very well versed in their world of concentration. But you bring an enormous part of the show to the table, because everybody that you have planned to have on the show and will have in the future probably are very envious of you for the sheer fact your job is not easy when you are in that ring. Sure, all of them are in awe of what you do.
You know, it was really interesting, because I know Gabriel Iglesias was a big fan. Sal O'Connor was a fan. Becky was a fan, even though she's in the business. And Dale Jr. So a lot of the people were big fans of mine. And I think even if you weren't, because I don't know. Well, Rob used to go to wrestling matches over in Kansas City when he was growing up. So
right.
I guess they can appreciate the fact that I had a high level of success in my chosen profession at the time. But now the task at hand is to have a great conversation with them. I want them to shine as much as possible. I want us to be as entertaining as possible. So, you know, I hope they appreciate me, but I want to be able to, you know, make them feel at home and have a great time so that we can entertain the masses via a television or a streaming device.
I think it's important to know, too, Steve, this is an unscripted show. No cue cards, no script, no nothing, right?
No, there ain't nothing. There's a lot of research, and my brain cells are trying to retain a lot of information, because I've got a lot of questions that I want to ask, but, you know, the network's got a couple of questions they want to ask, too, so
sure.
I've got all these ideas that are in my head and all these notes, and it's up to me to be able to facilitate this, and you kind of walk it and chewing gum at the same time, and the more you do it, the better you get at it, and I had a blast. It's very challenging.
Just the sound of your voice builds excitement. I mean, you have a compassion for this, my friend, and that's why it's going to be a huge success for you, going far beyond, as I predict, 7 episodes. And again, I want to make mention of the fact that the executive producers are Steve Austin and Dave Barsky, who, of course, had a very successful gig with Dirty Jobs.
Man, that guy brought a wealth of experience, and he was kind of the calm within the storm. I didn't have to really think about anything other than the task at hand because of all of his experiences with Dirty Jobs. And, of course, Mike Rowe was phenomenal at what he did. So that guy really was an anchor for me.
Well, I got to tell you, my friend, I am a fan of yours. I think that you are not only great in the ring, you're going to be great on the show on the USA Network at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 Central, Monday nights. And it's star and our guest is none other than Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hey, Steve, thank you so much. I know you're on a heck of a busy schedule, and I really appreciate you spending the time, and invite you to come back anytime. You're a great guest, I want you to know.
Hey, man, thank you, and thanks for everybody out there serving our country. I appreciate it very much.
That's nice of you to say. Say, break a leg. I don't want you to really break a leg after all the time you spent in the ring and then have to break a leg for a television show.
Been there, done that. If it'll give me a rating, I'll do it.
I love it. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Rod. Thank you very much.
Stone Cold, Steve Austin. He's a very cool guy and so much different than he is when he's in the ring. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the United States and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. We have a couple of our dear friends that are friends of the show for many, many years. I'm glad that they are back on the show with us, and I'm equally, maybe even more excited, the fact that their season premiere of season number 2 on the Travel Channel, Caribbean Pirate Treasure, is going to be returning this Wednesday. Joining us right now is Philippe and Ashlyn Cousteau. Philippe, Ashlyn, welcome back. Good to have you.
Yeah.
Terrific, Ron. I'm glad to be back.
Well, it's nice to have you here, and I'm glad that you're back for season number 2 of the show. That's great. Again, I don't know how you do this, but you top it off every time you go on TV with another great adventure. And tell us about this latest, because I've got some concerns about where you're going and who you might meet up with.
Well, you know, Ron, this is such a fun show. We're so excited that season 2 is coming out Wednesday, and it's more of, and even better than the first season. We're digging into the pirate history and mystery and stories that we've all, you know, grown up with and that we all love, and some of the most dangerous conditions and diving and certain, you know, the wrecks and things that we've ever been on before. So it's we definitely amped it up this year.
So how we actually made it even bigger than season 1, but we did.
You must have an enormous love for Philippe, because you had a real nice desk job as a correspondent for Entertainment Tonight and E! News for 7 years, and now he's got you going out with pirates and deep sea. I mean, that's got to be a bond made in heaven, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, some days, right before we're about to get in freezing cold water with zero visibility, and a storm is chasing us, and I think, I remember I used to sit in the makeup chair for an hour and wear pretty dresses and get pampered. But then I remember that I've always loved traveling. And to be quite honest, I loved my time at E! And I loved my time at Entertainment Tonight. But truly, like, traveling and meeting new people is my passion. So I'm really lucky that Philippe and I found each other.
Oh, that's great. And I'm glad that you did, too.
I don't know who else would have put up with me.
And he's got a great match. You could say the same thing, Philippe. You know that, don't you? So let's talk about some of the places. You're going to be exploring Dead Man's Island in Ecuador. Even the name kind of scares me. What are you going to find? What are you going to do there? Not what you're going to find, but what are you going to do?
Well, when they first told us we were going to Isla del Muerto, I thought they were kidding. I thought they were just telling us that to scare us. And then when I actually saw it on a map, I was like, oh, okay. And when we came up to the island, which was about, you know, 2.5-hour boat ride from Ecuador, it actually looks like a dead man.
Lying in the water.
The island itself looks like a dead man lying on a
sand. Scary place. There are real bay pirates.
Yeah, there's real pirates there. We had to have armed, lots of armed escorts. Everything on the island just was smelled like death. But there were blue-footed boobies on the island.
Yep.
We were close to the Galapagos, and I had never seen one in person, so I was very excited about that. They're
yeah.
very rare seabirds. It was incredible. And I will say, I don't want to give too much away, but we found something incredible
really?
On that episode.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I found something, which is very rare, Ron. You know, I don't often, usually Ashlyn, I got to hand it to her. I found something on that episode, too, because it's usually Ashlyn the one that always finds it.
The two of you aren't the only one that find treasures, okay? I live in Florida, and I found a treasure, too. I went to the beach. I found these little shells. They were very nice, and...
Ron, there's all different kinds of treasure out there.
Yeah, you know, I put it up to my ear, and I heard the ocean. It was very cool. You mentioned something, Ashlyn, that is the part that I fear, okay? I don't know if anybody real... thinks of this. When they think of pirates, they think of the old days and the patch over the eye and the bird on the shoulder and the peg leg and all this other stuff. There are real true pirates today, are there not? And if there are, and I know there are there a lot of them out there?
I mean, we had to be really careful when we were in Ecuador, but also the pirates, I mean, there's pirates still all over the Caribbean.
Yeah, it happened all the time. And that's what Ashlyn said. When we were out in Ecuador, we had armed Navy guard with us.
Yeah.
So there are very real problems still to this day, and it's scary because they mean business, and you know, we do have to be, you know, we take that into consideration a lot of places we go. It's pretty dangerous.
Are they heavily armed? I'm sure they're not just there with a stick.
Oh, definitely. They do, you know, usually the assault rifles and things like that, so you have to be really careful.
What is their prey? Is it private boat owners their prey? I mean, I'm sure they're not going to go after, you know, a cargo ship or something, or maybe they do.
Well, I would say, because the pirates off of Somalia, that's actually how they kind of started, was by capturing boats and then ransoming them back. But I think that so they were going after large cargo ships. But the pirates in the area where we were, they were mostly going after cargo, or they would come, and if they liked, if your boat had a nicer engine than yours, they'd take your engine.
Oh, wow.
Really? And leave you there. So that was another thing you had to worry about.
Yeah, they'll take anything. I mean, but usually it is fishing boats, private yachts, mm-hmm. private boats, things yeah. like that they're going after, yeah.
Now, what about the ship that you went after in Key West?
Well, yeah, that was another example. I mean, this season is so great. Ron, Key West is so famous for so many different reasons, but, of course, Florida itself, I mean, there's billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of treasure just off the coast, all along the coast of Florida. And Mel Fisher is really famous down there for having found the Atocha mm-hmm. back in the 80s
right.
and recovered, you know, about $500 million worth of treasure off of that. And they're still working that wreck and several others, the Margarita, et cetera. And so we got a chance to go out with them, which was pretty amazing. I sure had fun on that one.
Yeah, Mel was quite a guy. Who gets to keep the treasures? I've often wondered this. If you find this great find, and it was a ship from mm-hmm. Spain or something, who gets to keep it, you or mm-hmm. where it came from?
Depends where you found the ship. So I would say for Florida, Florida's rules is a statewide rule for Florida, and they actually will split the treasure with you, which is great.
Yeah.
But other countries, it just depends. I think there's a new ship that they just found off of the coast of Colombia. It is a Spanish ship that was full of gold going to Spain. So Spain and Colombia are fighting over it right now. But you have to remember, that gold came from probably Peru or Ecuador. So if that gold came from South America, so something could also be said that gold should go back to the original people that it was plundered from.
When you find one little silver coin, it's not as much of a big deal, but there's a lot of money people fight over it. But, you know, we're out there with scientists and researchers, and we're really, you know, we're not out there to find stuff and take it home with us. We're out there to help uncover history because, you know, all these wrecks are graveyards. They're,
sure.
And they're really important to the history of these countries, yeah. and we take that seriously.
Gosh, I would love to sit down and have dinner with you two guys. When next time you're in the Florida area, you got to let me know that, okay? I mean, because...
Thanks, man. We love it. We're in Florida a lot for the show. Got it.
It's the second season of Travel Channel's successful series, Caribbean Pirate Treasures. And, of course, it's Wednesday night. And our guest, longtime friends, I love when you guys are here, Philippe and Ashlyn Cousseau. Keep up the great work. Be safe. And if you need anybody, you know, a first mate or something, let me know. I love boating.
First mate, absolutely. Absolutely. Bring the rum and we'll do it.
Okay, good. I could be the cook, you know, or I got toast and all kinds of goodies for dinner.
Oh, outstanding. Toast, all right.
Philippe, Ashlyn, thanks again, and look forward to having you back, and look forward to seeing you, okay?
Thanks, Ron. Always a pleasure.
It's Philippe, who is the grandson of Jacques Cousteau. You didn't know I could speak French, did you? And Ashlyn Cousteau. Wednesday, the Caribbean Pirate Treasure. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with the Extendivite.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic presidential candidate Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii called for introducing a universal basic income of $1,000 per month until coronavirus no longer presents a public health emergency.
Most Americans don't have that safety emergency bank account, even for a short term, what to speak of if you're talking about weeks or potentially months. And so really looking at this universal basic payment, an emergency direct aid to every single American, I think makes absolutely the most sense.
The spread of the virus has sparked wide concerns about the economy, leading to the cancellations of numerous events and conferences. The coronavirus has now killed 41 Americans, and there are more than 2,000 cases nationwide, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. We'll continue to bring you coronavirus updates and everything you need to know right here at USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel
feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Glad to have our next guest with us. He's been a friend of our show for many years, made several appearances, and this past June 6th marked his 62nd birthday. So we're going to have a happy 62nd birthday celebration with the man. I tell you, nobody plays it better than that gentleman right there. Everybody loves the sax player for some reason. I don't know what it is, but that's the truth. Joining us right now is legendary Kenny G. Hi, Kenny. How are you?
Hey, Ron. I'm doing great, and thank you for those nice words.
Well, it's from the heart. I'm a musician, and my whole family is in the music business, and it's just, to me, something that, and I know you share these same feelings, is that it's the most common denominator of anything in the world. Everybody has a car, but they don't particularly have enjoyment with it. Everybody enjoys some kind of music somewhere, someplace, somehow.
Yeah, that's true. You know, the thing about music is it makes you feel things, and everybody feels something different. You know, when I play a melody, one person can come and tell me that it makes them feel very happy. Another person can tell me that it made them sad because it reminded them of a lost one. Or somebody can say that, oh, they reminded them of when their son was born, and it's a wonderful thing. So I think with any kind of music, it just takes you someplace, and people, I think people like feeling things, and music lets them feel things. I think we all like to remember times that we've experienced, and music allows that. And I know that when I hear a certain song, it just takes me right back to high school. And of course, I didn't love every minute of my high school, but I loved enough of it that it still is a nice memory.
Yeah, you know, I was a disc jockey when I was in high school, and that's exactly the same thing. I'll go back and I hear that song, I'll think of some girl or some good times we had. It's just something that you can't explain.
Yeah.
But you know what was funny is that my radio name, when I was a disc jockey back in, well, just right after Marconi invented the radio, my radio name was Ronnie G.
Oh, wow.
So I have newspaper articles that say, is Ronnie G and Kenny G related? Of course, I told them, yes. What the heck? Why not? Why not?
Of course, you know, why not? And you were way ahead of your time.
Yeah, I was way ahead of my time. Hey, I'm excited about the fact that you're going to be in our neck of the woods. You're going to come about 500 feet from where I'm talking to you right now for a concert.
It's going to be a busy Saturday. But, you know, that's fine. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited. You know, it's going to be great. Plus the Shriners Hospital for Children and the Institute, doing things for them. I'm becoming part of that family with them, and I really love the fact that their work is so heartfelt, and I like that.
You work with them a lot. I mean, you work with like over 20 Shriner hospitals nationwide, don't you?
Well, I'm just starting. You know, I'm kind of like the new kid on the block when it comes to the relationship with Shriners. But I like everybody that I've met so far. It's just been very easy to become part of their family, and I like it, and I like the work they're doing. I like the people, and it's a satisfying feeling to know that you're doing something you love and at the same time helping somebody else. So I feel like in some ways when people tell me, hey, that's great that you're doing it, I know it is, but I'm also enjoying myself.
And I don't mean to be facetious or flip or anything, but do you have one of those little motorcycles or little cars or anything that you should drive around in?
I don't have.
You're going to have to get one.
No, you know, I'm going to stay away from that. I just want to protect myself. I can't afford to hurt myself. And I mean, I love motorcycles, and I actually used to have a motorcycle.
You're kidding.
And I parked it one day, and it got stolen. I came out, and the thing was gone, and I go, you know, maybe that's a sign, and I never replaced it.
I look over all the things in your business, and it's just so hard to even start. I didn't realize, first of all, that you worked with Barry White's Love Unlimited Orchestra, but you've worked with Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, Natalie Cole, Francis Sinatra, Tony Braxton, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Brian McKnight, Barbara Streisand, Leanne Rimes. I mean, have you worked with any big names, Kenny?
I'm working on that. Maybe next year.
How many dates you do a year?
Last year, I think I did about 65, and I'm my number is 80. I want to do 80 dates, 75 to 80. That's what I'm shooting for. But that, it may sound like a big number, but it really is. I mean, if you think about it, if I work 60, 70 days a year, I mean, that's, you know, 280, 290 days I don't work. So
yeah.
There is travel involved. So, but I like it. I enjoy my live concerts. I like seeing the world. I like traveling, but I like traveling for work. I have a tough time traveling for pleasure. I really do.
You know what? The lady you talked to just before you came on the line with me is my wife and the executive producer of this show. She always says, why don't you go out on vacation? And I will go out to do remotes, whether it's in Branson or Las Vegas or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But just to go out for the sake of going out, I get no enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, that's the thing. You and I are, I think, part of the minority there, because most people really do love to go, let's plan a vacation. To me, going to the airport feels like work,
yeah.
And I do it because it's my work, but to actually voluntarily go there for no other reason doesn't sound like a fun time to me.
Well, you know what they say is that you don't really get paid for being on stage, you get paid for traveling. Being on stage is the fun part of the
whole thing. Well, that's very true. It is true. I'll take a little bit of that back. When you get a chance to fly first class from the United States to Asia, they have, or maybe to London on British Airways, the actual treatment you get up in that first class cabin, now that's kind of luxurious.
Yes.
I don't do it every time like that. Depends on the gig and everything like that. But when I do fly like that, that, I will say, does not feel like work.
See, that's the difference between a talented individual like yourself. Me, they put me back on one of those DC-9s where the engines are and you don't have way in the back. Now, you have this Latin album that you have out right now, Rhythm and Romance, and the thing I love about what you do, and again, I'm a singer. The thing I love about what you do is that you change your styles so much, and you change them so that they're totally different as to what someone would expect you to do. And I think that's really the sign of a true artist.
Well, thanks. You know, it's not easy to do that, but every now and then you basically have to just almost reinvent yourself. So I do that. I take my time and try to figure out what it is that I'm trying to do and where am I trying to go. And, you know, it's one of those things. You have to just feel it. And my next record that I'm working on is going to be kind of more of like an R&B record. Still my style, but maybe a little bit more groovy in an R&B way instead of groovy in a Latin way.
It's very difficult, as you know, and not just recently, but over the years, going back to the mid-50s, after the big band era, to get an instrumental on commercial radio airplay. I mean, there's been a handful of them, and it's a tough thing to do, but you have successfully done that. It's an art that you have that is just fantastic. Doc Severinsen is a friend of mine, and I remember Doc telling me that he would rehearse sometimes 6-8 hours a day. I think you do the same thing, don't you?
I do, yeah. I practice 2 or 3 hours every morning. Now, trumpet players are different. Like Doc Severinsen, I think he has a famous quote. He says, if I don't practice for one day, I feel it. If I don't practice for 2 days, you'll feel it.
Well, the lip has a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah, it's a lot harder for trumpet. Trumpet players really just have to play all the time, or they can really physically lose it. I play every day because I love it, and I just like to feel like I'm on top of my game. And it's just, I guess I'm kind of addicted to it, so I must admit that.
Well, I tell you, before I got into the singing, my brothers, who both had big bands, wanted me to play trumpet, and I played for 10 years, and I had lips like Mick Jagger before they were in.
That's so funny.
I tell you, I would have been, if I wasn't so scared in high school, a good kisser, but I just felt a little embarrassed myself. But, man, I had a set of lips.
That's funny.
Kenny G performing right next door to me. Kenny, I'm going to be over there to see you.
Oh, good, Rob. Well, I'll look forward to it, and I promise you I will be on my best behavior.
Let me tell you something. I would expect you to do that because you always do that.
Thanks,
Kenny.
Okay, Ron.
Our very special guest, one of the talented guys in our business, Kenny G.
You were great. It was a pleasure, but it felt like a conversation.
Well, thanks, Kenny. I appreciate it. And if you ever get the opportunity of seeing Kenny G in concert, do it. There's not too many things in life you can guarantee, but I guarantee you this one. You'll love the show.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at...
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Well, a few years back, nobody ever heard of sleep apnea. Now, we find out that there's more than 50 million Americans that have sleep apnea. It's a chronic disease that can really mess up your mood, raise the risk of accidents, your health. I mean, it's a very serious problem. And we have with us right now a gentleman who's going to shed some light on this. He is the Chief Medical Officer for ResMed. Dr. Carlos Nunez is joining us right now. Dr. Nunez, thank you for joining us and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about chronic sleep apnea. What is sleep apnea?
Sure. So, great question, because it is a poorly understood condition. But essentially what happens is when we sleep, all of the muscles in our body begin to relax, and the muscles in your throat relax to the point where in some people it collapses and it impedes or sometimes completely stops the flow of air into your lungs. What happens is No air in your lungs, no oxygen gets into your blood. Your brain starts to notice that you're suffocating, and rightfully so, freaks out a little bit, sends a jolt of adrenaline through your system to get you to breathe again. That jolt of adrenaline also causes your heart rate to jump up, it causes your blood pressure to jump up, and that can happen multiple times an hour. Someone with moderate sleep apnea, it might happen 20 times an hour. Someone with severe sleep apnea, it might happen 80, 100 or more times an hour. So imagine that you are being suffocated all night long, over and over and over again, every night while you try and sleep.
When you don't get this jolt is when the problems really begin, because then that's the effect of dying in your sleep. You can die in your sleep with this, can't you?
Yeah, so most people will not die from this. The jolt will be enough to get you to breathe, but it's both things, the lack of oxygen and then that adrenaline jolt, contribute to the poor health effects of sleep apnea. So depriving your tissues of oxygen chronically is bad, and then constantly sending this surge of adrenaline through your system, causing your heart rate to spike and your blood pressure to spike, is also bad. That leads to increased risk of certain types of heart diseases, and cardiovascular diseases like high blood pressure, atrial fibrillation, heart failure. It's correlated with obesity, diabetes, you name the condition, and there seem to be links to poor sleep and sleep apnea. Even certain types of cancers do worse. If you're diagnosed with a certain type of cancer and you're a poor sleeper or you have sleep apnea, your prognosis is worse than someone who has good sleep. And maybe even just as scary, dementia, Alzheimer's. There are links between poor sleep and the risk of developing those later in life. So if you have any concerns whatsoever about the way you sleep or you think you might have sleep apnea, it's absolutely imperative that you speak with your physician.
10, 15 years ago, you never heard of this, and now all of a sudden it's everywhere. I mean, this is something that people have lived with probably for eternity, never even knew what was going on and how different medical conditions actually surfaced because they had no clue that they were losing their breath in the middle of the night.
Yeah, the latest research estimates that nearly a billion people, billion with a B, have this disease globally, and about 50 million in the United States, as you mentioned earlier. And 80% of the people that have it are undiagnosed and untreated. Most of them, because it's happening while you sleep, you're not quite aware. So you have to look for the other signs. I mean, the easy thing is if you've got a loved one who's witnessed you sleep and they say, hey, you snore and it sounds like you might have stopped breathing a few times, that's a telltale sign. Mm-hmm. If you haven't received that kind of feedback, waking up in the morning with a dry mouth, waking up in the morning with a headache, covered in sweat, being tired all the time, falling asleep because you stop your car at a stoplight and you see yourself dozing off behind the wheel, or falling asleep at work during the day. All of these things are very concerning and signs that you might have sleep apnea. That's when you need to talk to your doctor.
And ladies and gentlemen, you can have a test. You go in the evening and they put all of these wires on you and they know by the time the night's over if indeed you have sleep apnea. Now, let's talk about the cures, because you mentioned before you went on the air that you have it, and you talk about the cures. Is there something new out today other than that BPAP or CPAP?
Sure. So it's still the gold standard therapy, CPAP, or a bi-level version of CPAP. It stands for continuous positive airway pressure, and bi-level just means it's two different levels of pressure. And what CPAP does is it blows a gentle stream of air, keep the airways open and not allow them to collapse. And you're right, some people do remember the CPAP devices from before that were big, loud, bulky, the masks were bigger and uncomfortable. Probably the biggest change and the biggest advances in therapy for sleep apnea is that CPAP has gotten so much better. You know, my company ResMed that you mentioned, we were the ones who brought this therapy to market 30 years ago, and over the 30 years, the devices have gotten smaller, more quiet. The modern devices are no louder than the sound of air coming through an air vent when you have an air conditioning system, so they're very quiet. And the masks are super comfortable. The mask I use is about the size of my pinky, and it sits under my nostrils, under my nose. It's called a nasal pillow, and they're very comfortable. There are other therapies. Some people, although it's usually a small percentage of people, may be amenable to surgery or electrical implants. However, again, it's not everybody, and these are invasive procedures that are also quite expensive, and if they don't work, you may have had surgery for nothing. So that's why, even after all these years and all the advances in medicine, the gold standard standard treatment remains that CPAP or that bilevel type of CPAP device.
The doctor told me one time that sometimes if the mask is not on properly and is leaking, it doesn't do you any good. They also said that there are two kinds of sleep apnea, one that's affected physically and then one in your mind. Is that true?
There is, yes. Now, the absolute most common type, obstructive sleep apnea, which is the one that I described, it's where the muscles in the airway collapse.
Right.
There is a less common type called central sleep apnea, which basically means your central nervous system, your brain, stops breathing. So there's nothing that's obstructing. Like the throat hasn't collapsed. Air can move. Your brain has just decided to stop breathing. And that can happen with certain medical conditions. You see it in people with heart failure. You see it in people who use opiates and other types of narcotics because they are a depressant of respiration in the central nervous system. So you have to be really, really careful. Someone who's taking pain medication, especially opiates or narcotics, for chronic pain are at risk for central sleep apnea, where they stop breathing just because their brain stops sending the signals for breathing. So they are treated in similar ways. Again, these CPAP devices can detect when air stops flowing, whether there's an obstruction or not, and it can provide the air that you need to take a breath.
Now, there's two problems out there to worry about. Is it hereditary?
It's not necessarily hereditary. Many times it's because of a medication or another underlying condition. Like I mentioned, heart failure is often associated with central sleep apnea. It's not something that you inherit per se, but it's mostly because of some other condition or medication or other substance you might be taking.
Where can we go for more information, doctor?
The first place is always talk to your doctor if you have any concerns or questions. If you search online, there's so many different websites that talk about sleep and sleep disorders. And you can also go to ResMed.com. We've got information online that for patients or people who are curious about sleep disorders and sleep apnea.
Yeah. Thank you so much, doctor, for joining us.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Have a great night's sleep.
Yeah, thank you. You too. Our guest has been Dr. Carlos Nunez talking about sleep apnea, a disease that affects more than 50 million Americans who have it diagnosed. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Dollars or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Zedgy Today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank our guests who are here this first hour. Stone Cold Steve Austin, Philippe and Ashlyn Cousteau, musical great Kenny G, and Dr. Carlos Nunez. Next hour from ABC News, we have Dan Abrams, who has a book out called Theodore Roosevelt for the Events, NASCAR champion Kurt Busch, former Secretary of State under Ronald Reagan, who is 99 years old, George P. Schultz, and from HGTV host Chip Wade. And that's coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Zedgy Today. We'll be right back.